You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickard. Coming up, we'll talk to a guest who says people who label themselves as introverts are limiting their opportunities in life. We'll find out why.
Right now, healthcare has been a huge issue in American politics and the economy, going back decades even before the passage of the Affordable Care Act. Issues like rising healthcare costs and who pays for them are still playing out in the current election cycle.
Our next guest says one part of healthcare can get lost in the shuffle, and it's of special importance here in Wisconsin. In a recent piece on the County Line website, he says we need to pay attention to the unique challenges facing rural healthcare and an urban-rural divide in the industry.
Tim Size joins us now. He's executive director of the Rural Wisconsin Health Cooperative. Tim, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks for asking.
Well, what are some of the unique challenges facing rural health care providers here in Wisconsin that the rest of the state might not know about?
Well, I think the first thing is to say, I think compared to many other states, rural Wisconsin health care is very strong. But like you mentioned, the whole country, we're all dealing with a lot of challenges. A set of challenges that I think is unique to rural would be the whole issue of competition, which probably other people who have listened to your shows and read the newspaper know it's a big part of healthcare these days. I think what is different is, and I'm actually speaking to you from Madison today, in Madison, competition exists and it's strong, but regardless of who's winning or who will win at some point in time in the future, local access is assured and local jobs are assured. In other words, the one clinic or one health plan getting more business or less business, you still in the community are going to have local access. You're still going to have the same number of jobs. Whereas in rural Wisconsin, we have to, as we compete, we have to be as successful or better in terms of personalized care, in terms of quality, in terms of cost. But unlike our urban colleagues, we have to also worry about how do we keep the choice, the option open for people to get health care local? How do we maintain jobs local? So to me, it's a very clear difference between the challenges that rural Wisconsin has versus urban.
Do you see sometimes a cookie-cutter, one-size-fits-all approach from policy experts on health care who may have solutions that work well in an urban area, say, and not so well in a rural area?
Yes, I think that's very often the case. And I've worked at the co-op now like 37 years, and I was at the university a little earlier doing some rural work. And I very rarely have ever found anyone that was like anti-rural, against rural. But often people don't understand rural because they're living, working, maybe raised in an urban, suburban community and just haven't had the opportunity to understand what's different.
Well, one thing I wonder, looking at rural healthcare kind of from the outside, is there a problem? Is it difficult to get the full range of specialists or the high-tech, high-cost equipment that might be accessible in an urban area?
I think it's clearly a challenge that every rural community, a hospital, clinic, local system needs to think through, or what are those things that they can provide well, and what are those things that they have to have a good relationship and ability to refer into an urban center. Most of healthcare actually is about primary care and services that are well within the scope of the smaller clinics and smaller hospitals. So that's an issue that I think is often brought up, but it's probably not as big an impediment as people think. Plus, it's amazing the equipment and that is out there in rural areas. We're lucky in Wisconsin. I think we have hospitals and clinics in rural areas that are doing a lot of top-notch technical work. They have their own local specialists. They also have specialists from the cities that come out. So I think when you look at the data, most healthcare in a rural community can be provided locally.
And that's a priority for you, your organization, and for you personally. It sounds like that people have access to as local a care as possible. What are some of the reasons for that?
Let me just say, back off a second, and then I'll answer. There's a quote that very much relates to your line of questioning from a friend down the Monroe Clinic, and it's saying that bigger isn't better, better is better. And so there is this sense in our society, and from any number of different ways, I guess, that bigger just is necessarily better. And I think rural healthcare is very much about providing care locally. That's what we know over and over. If price and quality expectations are met, that's where people want to get their care. Some of the barriers we have is relating to the competitive marketplace and healthcare plans. I mean, so I know people can go and buy a health insurance policy that, or get one from their employer that they're very satisfied with in terms of, or relatively satisfied in terms of the premium and deductibles. And unfortunately, sometimes then they read the fine print and they find out that they actually can't access their local hospital or access local physicians. So that's something we're increasingly spending energy on. There's a regulatory oversight in our state, as in some others, that talks about the issue of provider network adequacy. It's also part of Obamacare and some of the expectations they have. And that's still something being worked out as we move forward through this health reform era. Currently now, and I hope it continues that way, our state law and regulation expects health plans to be respectful of the way people have historically been able to access care locally and not undermine that. But that's still something that's being played out in the marketplace. Another reason why it's important is simply economic impact. I don't know if I mentioned, but like there's 40 hospital and local health care systems in the co-op, the statewide. These are smaller hospitals, but in aggregate, they employ 23,000 people. They are responsible for about $3 billion worth of direct and indirect economic impact across our state. So we have rural healthcare is a big part of what's helping maintain a balance, to the degree we have balance, between the rural and urban economies. So the issue for people in the local communities and policymakers who care about this, it isn't just about healthcare, it is about the local economy. And so if you're concerned about the local economy, it's not just about the wise purchase of healthcare in terms of quality, in terms of local access, but it's also, is it supporting the local economy? And we know that for every two jobs we create in healthcare or lose in healthcare, we create another one job in the rest of the local community. So the economic impact on the community is really just huge.
Talking to Tim Size, Executive Director of the Rural Wisconsin Health Cooperative, about some of the challenges and opportunities facing rural health care providers here in Wisconsin. Tim, talk a little bit about the Rural Wisconsin Health Cooperative. What did these health care providers get together to do? What are some of the things you've succeeded at?
Well, I guess I could talk all day about the co-op. I've been there 37 years. I got started there after having worked at the university in that capacity, helped develop the co-op with a number of rural CEOs. It's just kind of like what it sounds. Actually, our original bylaws were for a dairy cooperative and just crossed off the word dairy and put in the word rural hospital, and that served us very well for quite a few years. So it's owned and operated by now 40 rural hospitals. We have a twin mission of advocacy and shared services. 90% of our budget is for shared services, and it runs the spectrum from things related to quality improvement to, as I kind of implied, working with health insurers to electronic health records, kind of across the board of issues that the rural hospitals and clinics need to work on. We also, and I'm very proud of this, we probably host about, well over 300 meetings a year where basically people doing similar work in rural hospitals are able to get together and network with each other and compare best practices, and they can do that either by coming to Sauk City, where our office training center is, or by coming in virtually by web access. And it's probably the one thing we do. It's the thing that I think the hospitals most appreciate because it really helps to reduce their isolation. And even if they're members of one of the larger systems in the state, what we provide is that rural-to-rural conversation.
In that piece you wrote that we mentioned in the County Line website, you say there's an urban-rural divide, and people are familiar with that maybe politically and culturally in Wisconsin. We have that in terms of our health care, too?
I don't think so. Other than, let me back off. We have it in some situations, and I think I mentioned the issue of how competition plays out differently in rural and urban. And obviously, a lot of the big insurance companies and system are more urban-centered. But I think in general, there's a strong collaborative strain across Wisconsin, and so we work well with our two medical schools. We work well with the other statewide associations. We look for partnership opportunities with the multiple systems. Having said that, we're very aware, and we, as I mentioned in that article, that there are basic times where people in urban areas just simply don't appreciate some of the values that rural bring. I think a good example is these are all generalities we're talking about, but compare the average person, I think, say, in Madison, people in rural communities have a deep affinity to their place. Like someone who works with me back at the co-op, she's basically, her family has lived on the same farm for five generations. So they a deep sense of belonging to that local community and support for that local community, which is actually, I think, an inherent strength of rural health care, because we do have that really strong loyalty.
Magic wand, Tim, briefly as we wrap up, what would be one thing that you'd like to build on when it comes to partnering rural and urban health care providers?
I think, and this may be counterintuitive, is a recognition of the fundamental importance of the intimacy of health care, and that health care is about relationship. It's about that local partnership between a clinician and the patient and the family. And everything that drives us, I think, is to support and build on that relationship, which is at the very heart of healthcare. I mean, we can have all the regional systems and all the large computer systems and all the technology, but if we don't get it right at that one-on-one level in the local community when that patient or family is with the doctor or nurse, we all fail, both urban or rural.
Tim, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Okay, thanks for having me.
That's Tim Seis. He's executive director of the Rural Wisconsin Health Cooperative.
Coming up after the news, we'll talk to a personality expert about the differences between introverts and extroverts. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.